All right, Ken Roczen, not the designations you wanted, but you got a lot of passing points, dude. I thought you rode really good. I just the second moto, I was like, how the like an eighth or ninth? Or, I'm like, how do you get up there?
Yeah, I have no idea what I ended up. I just try to go as long as I can, but I'm not prepped good enough for that. The track was freaking sketchy in some areas, like really sketchy. That's not an excuse. It's just for me. Like, I know that, and but I also, you know, I wanted to show up. It's gonna help me, you know. Anyways, it's a good little dig. But yeah, just a disastrous day for Germany. I mean, Simon, he got knocked out right off the bat, you know, and then that first crash was on me. It kind of happened so fast. And
was it in the woods?
No. It was. I came around first turn. I had a really good start. I was second and third. Jet was right there, and he went in that inside rut. And I knew there wasn't a full blown berm like how it was yesterday. So I kind of made myself light and just tried to stay low. But they did water a little bit, but it was way slicker than I thought it was, and just crashed. And then
so second motor, you crashed 10 feet earlier.
I ran into somebody, crashed in front of me. Yeah. I couldn't go, and then it kind of fell over. And then his foot peg was like stuck on my brake line in the back. So when he lifted it off, I saw that it like kinked a little bit, and I'm like, shit, like I hope my brakes are still there, which they work. So I don't even know if it did damage it completely, but luckily, but I saw it. So it took me a while to get going too, especially in the first one. I was so far back, I was pissed.
Rocks.
It's just, the crossover, or sometimes like that split second you get roosted, it makes you so freaking mad internally, dude. I'm like, oh God.
And then at some point, you're 38th and Caroli's 39th. So that was like, I was like, oh, look at that, two legends back there.
I went to work in the beginning, but then like towards the end, dude, I was getting tired and just not ready for it. But it's always fun to kind of get slapped in the face a little bit too. And
I'd say the highlight was yesterday's qualifier. Great start. You stuck with Jet, and I mean, that was a great showing.
The cars just fell a little bit unlucky for us, you know what I mean? So then after Simon was out, I'm like, well, here goes like everything pretty much, you know? And of course, I still want to go out there for myself too. But yeah, even coming from behind, I went as long as I could and just kind of took it for what. I didn't want to yard sale myself either, you know, because it did get really sketchy out there, I thought at least.
Yeah, some of the guys were saying whatever they did overnight, they had a split lane, and whatever they did overnight didn't really work.
Yeah, I struggled today overall, especially in the free practice in the morning. I thought the track was, it's hard to go cold turkey on a track that was actually quite a bit more beat up than even in the qualifying race. And so it just started off kind of odd right away. It's very hard to get a flow and make the track come together. We did do some suspension changes too that I just ended up going back to kind of like what I knew. I feel like it was a safer bet and made a couple of little tweaks after first one, which I feel like it improved a little bit. So yeah, in the end, I went as good as I could, and it just didn't. Yeah, but like you said, yesterday was good for me. Yeah, and
it was just a Kenny Roczen moment where we're just like, oh look at that. Is he all right? Yeah, Griff's fine, dude. Kids. I would put me in a hospital, right? For you, is it just such a Ken Roczen moment? Like you told us, you barely rode, right? For coming in, you did a couple motos and whatever, and then you go and you get second behind Jet.
Yeah, no, that was really cool, and I don't know, even just riding a little bit, you do get a taste of, like, I know that I still can, but it wasn't like I had great days Tuesday, Wednesday. Like, I felt super awkward out there. It just was weird. But I don't know. You kind of just throw that out, and when you come here, you just you try and turn it around, and I did. And so a lot of positives to take away, yeah.
You've won this thing before. You didn't ride for Germany for a few years. You're getting older. Do you see yourself a year to year for this, for Germany, or do you, like, as you're getting older, you're like, you know what? I'm going to do every one. Like, where are we at with doing this thing every year?
It's a tough one. I mean, afterwards, when you're healthy, and now like that I'm standing here, I'm like, it was a good dig or whatever, but it does question you sometimes. Like, it's just, you get miserable out there, you know what I mean? Or at least I do, you know. I knew that I wasn't ready, and so then, but I know how to go fast, you know, so it's just a matter of time until it's just, you have the tongue in your spokes, you know what I mean? So, it was what it was.
All right, cool. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.